This is Dakota Datebook for July 31st. On this date, in 1900, they issued an arrest warrant for Joseph Schlanzer of Fargo for the murder of A.P. Carroll. The murder weapon was Schlanzer's teeth, and the fatal injury, a bitten thumb. The cause of death was blood poisoning. Schlanzer of Fargo was a veteran of the Spanish-American War and a carpenter. Carroll was from France, went to seminary there, but came to the United States around 1890 and had only been in Fargo for a few months, and was a cook for the restaurant at the Northern Pacific Depot. The thumb-biting incident happened in the night of July 17, 1900. After work, Carroll went for a walk, crossing the bridge from Fargo to Moorhead. Now, there are conflicting reports of what happened next. According to Carroll, he witnessed an inebriated Schlanzer knock over a little girl riding a bicycle. The girl's father hit Schlanzer. Carroll said, "Serves him right." An angered Schlanzer then struck Carroll. When Carroll raised his arm in defense, Schlanzer bit the tip of his thumb off. Carroll ran back to work, where his colleagues said he should go to the hospital. A doctor amputated part of Carroll's thumb, but despite the medical care, Carroll came down with a fever and infection and died on July 26th. While on his deathbed, he told a priest that Schlanzer should not get in trouble for what happened, and he took the blame for the incident. According to other witnesses, the thumb biting came about differently. They said a very drunk, that part was the same, Schlanzer, was walking outside of the Arcade Saloon in Moorhead and picking fights. After fighting two men, he next attacked Carroll and bit his thumb. After Carroll ran off, witnesses found the bit of thumb on the ground and put it in a glass of alcohol. When Schlanzer was interrogated about the incident, he claimed he had been drinking all night and did not remember the event. He said he did not attack Carroll, but also he could not swear that he didn't do it. A grand jury heard the case, but then dismissed it. After all, Carroll's deathbed wish was for Schlanzer to not be prosecuted. Schlanzer and his family attended Carroll's funeral. It's not known if he continued to make a habit of biting people. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Trista Razor Stursa. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.